Going on, how we doing? This is Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm the aforementioned Blair Bomber. Good use of the word aforementioned, Blair. Let's go. Now, how about you figure your goddamn chords out? See, this is what I do. I'll sit down, and I think I'm ready to go, and I hit record, and your boy is just straight up not ready. I'm out here looking like that dude at a BMX race where it's the downhill dirt, whatever the fuck. And they're all leaning down and they have that gate that holds their tires. And everyone goes and the one guy's gate doesn't go down. He just eats shit. That's me at the beginning of every podcast. You'd think I'd be better by now. You'd think I'd have something figured out. Not even the camera's not even in the right place. And I'm barely even using the camera. If you guys have noticed or not, I don't really even use it anymore. As I just echo. I'm just trying to get situated, guys. If I could just fucking figure, like, put the fucking pillow under your ass, Blair. Pull your shorts down a little bit. No one wants to see your dick. All right. If I sit like this, is it sexy? That's kind of a hot look, huh? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not a hot look. How over are you listening to me get adjusted? If you're on the audio right now, you're like, dude, just say cunt already so we can move on. All right, well, you got it. I'm kind of falling apart, guys. If I'm being all the way honest with you, I went and played basketball for the first time. Like, played. Pickup game. I mean, that's not public knowledge. I mean, I didn't play a pickup game. I played a pickup game in Seattle. I didn't play a pickup game in Washington. No, I played it in Seattle, guys. Put it in Seattle, of course. And I've been getting shots up at the house. You see the TikTok, you see what I'm posting on Instagram. The shot's looking pretty sweet. The step back's looking nice. I've been getting shots up for a good 2.5-3 weeks. I'm not going out there and getting a sweat in by myself, but I'm working. You know, I'm putting the time in, sweating the bucket. I go out there and run with a bunch of ex-D2 college basketball guys, and dude, I get ran. Was I the most athletic guy there? No, I wasn't. There was a guy who was an NFL draft pick that was there. He was just like still looking jacked out of his mind like a brick shit house. You know when someone's from the side, they're wide enough to be considered fat or obese. And then you look at them from the front, and they're cut out of their mind. Like, they might as well have charcoal in between each ab. That was one of the guys that was there. It hurt my ego a little bit, but also I was in second best shape. So your boy looked pretty shredded compared to most of these guys. But also most of these guys that are there, married, kids, wives are fucking dime pieces. The kids are athletic. Like, you know that you can really do? Like, they've won most of what they're doing. They're for sure not living in their brother's spare bedroom in a single mattress like I am. I wasn't ready to go. But I'm so, like, why am I so ignorant to think that a couple weeks of slowly half-assedly shooting shots was going to make me ready to play full speed? That's like jerking off into a sock for years and then being like, I'm ready to fuck now. Can you guys put me in? Someone put me in. Like, I know how to come, okay? Put me in, I know how to come. I know how to get the ball into the hoop, but not with somebody in front of me. Also, when you're jerking off, that's not simulating sex. That's just simulating the very best part of it, the very end. When you're, oh, and I'm there. If you're just nursing your dick when you're jerking off, you're just kind of like making love to it, like working the bottom of it, like you're shafting and the balls. If you're doing that, you're doing it wrong. No woman's ever going to live up to that. I jerk myself off poorly on purpose. So when a girl comes in and does anything to me, she can just go blow a little kiss on it. And that's enough to get me all the way hiked up, all the way up, and then I go down on her for 3 hours. That's really your only option. If you're not packing heat, dude, chew some gum every day for 6 months. Get that jaw, get it ready to go, okay? Because when you go down there, you put your hard hat on and you go to work. You know how I feel about this. That's blue collar. Blue collar. I got ran, dude. I mean, I was fine. I haven't played in 2 years, and I thought I'd be good. And then those guys play a lot of these guys played semi-pro ball. Like, they for sure could just put me down. And they did. It wasn't a good showing on my part. Like, I don't look at the way I played and think, man, Blair, you still got it. No, I was, like, my feelings were hurt. Like, I sat in the car with my brother. He wasn't there, but allegedly my brother was there. I sat in the car, and he's just happy. He got a sweat in. That's also when you know you're getting old, when you go and do something competitive, and you're just happy because you're getting a sweat in. It's like, it's good cardio. Yeah, I love, the cardio is great. Such an old guy thing. You used to play because you love to play. And it's probably the same with banging, though, too, if you think about it. Like, if you've been married to the same woman for, I don't know, 30 years, whenever you have sex, it's just to get your heart rate up a little bit. But I gotta imagine at some point your heart rate's not even getting up. God, what a sad day that will be when you fucking, your heart rate just stays at a Dexter level. Just a serial killer, like, you're trying to find that rush. Because you know those serial killers probably felt that rush the first couple times. And then after, you know, 30, 40, you know, think Dahmer's getting his heart rate up at the end? Nah, that guy was stone cold. Can you smell what a raw is cooking? Yeah, that was stone cold. You guys know that was Stone Cold's catchphrase, right? He used to raise his eyebrow and give them the People's Mankind Socko slam. Everybody knows that. If you're a WWE fan, you're like, Blair, man, I love when you get just your stuff super right, dude. You're super tight. I love where your head's at. Keep it coming. We love the content. Hugs and kisses. Hugs and kisses to you too, my friend. Hugs and kisses to you too. Dude, my body is so sore. It's insane. Like, my body hurts so bad. Like, I haven't moved laterally. Let's reel it in. Let's slow it down. This is how you self-check. This is how you coach yourself, Blair. I haven't moved laterally. There we go, baby. I haven't moved laterally in, I don't even know how long, dude. And I played probably 4 or 5 games. And I was, you know, I wasn't half-assing it unless someone was guarding me. Oh, yeah, and whenever anybody decided to go off in a game, it was against me. Like, if anybody wanted to score 5 of their team's 9 points, they're like, is Blair guarding me? Yeah, I'm going to hit a shot I've never hit in my entire life, so everybody knows that he's trash. God. I couldn't shoot. Jumper was absolutely busted. No rhythm. No touch around the rim. She was embarrassing, man. Like, I wanted to retire, even though I haven't, like, I'm retired. I really wanted to be like, I'm never playing ever again. Also, my feet exploded. All the skin on the bottom of my feet, completely gone. Look at this. You happy for that? That's what I did. For what? Dude, my ego has not taken a bigger hit since. Since Danny Shelton almost knocked me unconscious when we played UW my last year at Eastern. Shout out Blair's NFL career. God. Man, it's what getting old is, dude. And I'm still sore. We played 2 nights ago, and everything hurts, man. I got no skin on the bottom of my feet. Hips feel like I just fucked for 6 days in a row without stopping. No water. I'm dehydrated. It's the Mount Everest of fucking. Blair, why couldn't you just say Mount Everest? It was like climbing Mount Everest. That's how I feel. Everything is just crumbling. Knee hurts. Feet hurt. Ankles hurt. Hips, joints. Everything. Every part of me hurts. I need a nice lady just to come over here and just rub me down. Oh, wipe me down. Wipe me down. Blair, what did you even just say? I don't know. There's no AC in my brother's house, and it is hot. Am I going to go outside and sit in the sun, get a nice tan? Yeah, probably, guys. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get out there. I look good with a tan, man. I don't care what anybody says. Everybody looks better tan. Everybody. You telling me that if you saw a ginger could tan, they wouldn't be hotter? It's kind of like the Texas uniforms, you know, when Texas has that, they have that burnt orange and then wear the black with that. That's a hot look. That could be you, Ginge, if you could, you know, You could tan, but you can't because they're people, but they're not the kind of people you want to associate with. Mustache back, team, in case you were wondering. Player with your mustache back. I was just sitting here and I was listening to your little Casty McCast cast, and I was wondering, you know, do you have your just mustache? Is it here? Did you bring it back? Can we see it? You're goddamn right you can. The stash looks good, team. And this is going to be me for the foreseeable future. And if you don't love me in my stash, I've said this before, if you don't love me in my stash, you're not going to love me when I eat your ass. Unintentional rhyme. For those of you keeping score at home, that's one unintentional rhyme. Kids got nothing but time. That was intentional. That was an intentional rhyme. You can't even... I tried on that one and it wasn't as good. Stash, ass, time, rhyme, rhyme time. It's rhyme time. Drive time and live time. Yeah, my body hurts. I need to... I went for a bike ride today. I can't even slow that down. I just don't want to stop, man. I look around at certain guys that have let themselves go. Okay, let's just say that. But that's what happens. When you have a wife and a kid, then women don't give a fuck how you look at a certain point. They don't care, man. So if you want to let it go, let it go. I support that. Be comfy. You're going to die quicker than me, but who wants to live 90 to 105? You want that last 15 years? What are you doing? You see that one woman, she's 103 years old, and she beat coronavirus by drinking Bud Light, which I'm pretty sure they just put a Bud Light in her hand and said, how do you feel?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Who are you? I just shit myself earlier today. I don't know. What does this Bud Light do for me?
I mean, people have no shame when it comes to marketing. Let's put this old woman, let's give her a Bud Light. Did she almost die? Perfect. I love that. I love that she, comeback story. She's a hero. She's our Rudy. Fuck you, Rudy. She's our hero. Give her a Bud Light, and then we'll say she survived because of Bud Light. That's good marketing. Bud Light, I'm still waiting to hear back from you. I went all out for you guys. I drenched myself in Bud Light in the dead of summer. Well, it was, you know, early summer, kind of technically late spring. But, I mean, you guys get it. I'm fucking still doing it. Still doing more than you fucks. Free advertising, Bud Light. You can't send me a case of beer, maybe a t-shirt. How about a fridge magnet? How about that? Can I get a fridge magnet? God. How about a beer opener, Bud Light, you fucking cucks? Bud Light. They just don't. They're not in it to win it the way I'm in it to win it for them. You lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink Bud Light every day for its adulthood. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to drink Bud Light every day. Have I done that in the last 4 days? Nope. I had a Modelo yesterday. Your boy's feeling Hispanic. Blair, that was cultural appropriation. I don't give a frick, dude. I'm going to start saying, I think people who's trying say replacement swear words are way worse. Frickin' is the worst. What's frickin'? What is that? What's the definition of frickin'? It's just like how we say fuck without feeling bad like we're cussing, because the Bible says don't do that. So we say frick instead of fuck. But you just said fuck, so I know what you mean. You're replacing fuck with, it's the same thing. Your intention is still the same. You're angry and you need a word to make you feel good and describe how you're feeling in that moment, which is probably negative or awesome. I mean, fuck is the most dynamic word in the English language. Let's be real. Fuck can really mean anything. Can't say the like that. The's always the same. If you say the, get fucked. I'm getting fucked. Get fricked, dude. I don't give a hoot. Go ahead and get fricked. I can't even use the video. I can't even use the video. I don't know why even. The video looks like shit. It doesn't even really matter. It is hard to record a podcast when I look outside and it's so beautiful. It's like I want to just be outside. I want to be out in the sun, man. I want to just be kicking it. Kick my feet up. Don't you guys just want to chill hard? I got no job. I'm getting paid by the government to do nothing. That I do enjoy. I transferred so much money the first day that now I can't even transfer the next time I got paid because I transferred too much because they fucking backpaid me, dude. Get their shit together, man. I was on Twitter. I was on actually, you know what, dude? I was on Tinder yesterday. I'll tell you a quick little Tinder story, a little quarantine Tinder story. Blair, do you have any stories about swiping on girls in the county? Can you tell us some of those? Yeah, I can. I got one for you. I was talking to this girl. We matched. And it starts out, he's like, hey, how's your lockdown going? Have you killed any of your family members yet? Have you, you gotten real dirty? Have you showered? What are you into? And I was like, yeah, no, I just came back. I live in LA, but I came back here because LA is an absolute dumpster fire. And she was like, LA, so you either bougie or trash. It's like, what? Because you know when someone said something and you could tell if it's a joke or not, you know? Like if someone was like, oh, you think you fancy? It's like, that's a joke. But if someone's like, you're trash, huh? You live in LA, so you're trash? I'm like, all right, why'd you... It's kind of aggressive. I don't think you're meaning to even be playful. Do you know how jokes work? Do you know what tone means? Because I don't think you have any of it. You're the wrong kind at this point. And I try to play along because I'm trying to fuck this girl. That's why I'm on the app. I'm not trying to date her. I want to see what her puss looks like. Okay? That's just who... That's me. I'm me all the time, guys. I don't lie to anybody. I'm on Tinder. You know why I'm on there. I'm trying to get it in. Trying to get me in... her. Maybe even him at this point. You guys know I'm fucking gay. Anyway, she goes, and I was like, hey, I'm kind of white trash. I like Bud Light, so I'm a little bit white trash. But I do have a pair of Reeboks that are all white that I refuse to wear because I don't want to get them scuffed. So yeah, a little bougie too. And then she goes, oh, wow. Well, in that case, you're... like a step above, like a plastic bag floating in the ocean, but not as good as like, not as bad as styrofoam that people burn for the ozone layer. So either way, you're still trash. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you okay? Is this your idea of flirting? And she goes, ha, maybe it's why I'm still single. I was like, you're 34. So how about you work on this? How about you figure out how to flirt on the app? You're 34. Actually, you know what? Doesn't matter. Don't work on it or don't. Either way, 40's coming at you quick, and you're probably going to end up alone. You're going to celebrate that birthday with your shit dog who wants to kill himself because you probably are like, let's go on a hike. And then I was like, I'm fucking old, man. Leave me alone. Do you have any friends? She's like, well, in your 30s, you should work on your sense of humor. I was like, if I need to laugh, look at your shit profile. I'm a fun girl. I like to paddleboard. Yeah, you're old as shit, and no one wants to fuck you. So, sorry. Bye. Bye. Dude, honestly, that got my heart rate up more than fucking her would have. Like, me going back and forth with her like this got me more excited than any of her pictures or anything she really said before she went all cunty. Yeah, she went full cunt mode. You can't call girls cunts, which is super annoying because sometimes that's the only way to describe the way they're acting. I don't like to call girls names when I'm in an argument. I'd rather try to outwit them. It doesn't always work. Sometimes I get a little bit lazy and I just default and say, you're kind of a stupid bitch, huh?
Oh my God, you did not just call me a stupid bitch. I'm going to fucking get my dad and his gun. And he's going to, all right, let's, you can't threaten me with violence. I mean, you just did. So, you can, but I mean, how do you feel about that? Probably not good, huh? Shit was so annoying. But what else? What else do you have, though, at this point? I'm just getting in actual arguments. You know, Jordan would, like, make up shit. MJ would just, like, make shit up to, like, oh, that guy was talking shit to me, but he wasn't. I actually went out of my way. Actually, that girl started it. Fuck her. I'm not going to go back and just be like, Blair, you know what? I think you were. No, she was the one who started that shit. Don't come at me. Come on me, sure. Come all, cover me in your cum. I don't care. That's great. That's a good opportunity, I think. We both win. But don't just be a dick for no reason. Oh, so you're bougie or trash? You're trash?
You just call me, she was just calling me variations of garbage. Do you feel good now? Does it make you happy? Like, you're alone. I'll call all my exes right now and beg them to take me back. And I got a better shot than you do with any of the guys you haven't fucked in 10 years. 34 years old. Ugh. Hope she's divorced. Hope she's never not divorced. Hope she got divorced and now she stays divorced. Yeah, I'm 35 and, you know, the last one didn't work out. And but, you know, I'm remaining positive. It's me and my dog, Skipper. He doesn't like to go outside that much. He just kind of hangs out by himself. No, I don't know. He can't really see out of either of his eyes. It's fine. I'm going to probably kill myself. Good. Hope you do. Fucking. Some people, man, just drive me up the goddamn wall. Dude, another thing that drives me crazy is when... Is there anything more annoying than a hot girl who doesn't know she's hot? That's so played out. Yeah, I kind of have body dysmorphia. I just don't even, like, I just don't think I'm attractive. What? You're 6 feet tall and you're a yoga instructor. You can put your head behind your taint twice. You don't, like, what? You're like a light-skinned mix of, we don't even know what you are. You are. Don't even know what you are. You could pull anybody. You've had sex with people that are professional athletes consistently, and you don't think you're hot? Ugh. It's like every guy she ever dated is spit in her face. And if the girl who's listening to this thinks I'm talking about her, I'm telling you right now, I'm not talking about you. I'm thinking of a girl who thinks this might be about her. It's not. I mean, give me a hot girl who at least is self-aware. Like, yeah, like, look, I get it. Guys want to fuck me. Good. Yeah, we do. You're right. You were 100% correct. Most people want to fuck you. Girls, guys, everybody wants to fucking be in ya. You can have a conversation with that person. I mean, unless they think you're too ugly, in which case you got to understand. If a fucking 10 is like, I don't want to talk to you because you're a 6, that's just the way the world works. Okay? Not everybody gets into the penthouse. All right? You don't get to fly first class. But don't think when you get on the plane, you're on your way back to your fucking 39D, that you ask for a high five from the guy who's riding A1. Like, hey, man, good job. He's like, what? No, get away from me. I don't want to touch you. You can't get mad because you're the weird one. If you're a 3 and you try and hit on a 10 and you get shot down, or just don't even get shot down. She just doesn't even, she sees through you. Like, she looks through your soul. And it's so thin because you're, you know, you're an ugly piece of shit that nothing happened. You can't get mad, dude. That's just the way the world is. That's your light. That's your reality. Get used to it, man. You got to work a little harder. Be funny. Write a joke. I had a long stretch of denial where I thought I was hot and I wasn't. I still got laid. Still did okay. Oh, and always be wary of a girl who's just friends with guys. Don't trust those girls. That girl for sure just fucked all her friends over. Like, she was a bad friend. Missed birthdays, flirted with exes, sent nudes, like shitty nudes. Like, she's got 3 stock nudes that she holds on to. Took them when she was a sophomore in high school. Now she's 27 and she still has those that she sends out. They're kind of grainy. Says her camera phone's broken and the lighting's bad in her parents' place, but she doesn't admit it's her parents' place. It's just somehow she kind of rents sometimes. Yeah, she's in the pool house. That girl's a fucking liar. All my friends are just guys. Yeah, dude, you're probably a... That was like a nice way of me saying that about her. Did it come across nice? Maybe it didn't. I thought it sounded good. The video's fucked and I don't even want to... I want to keep going. I catch a nice riff and I want to run with it. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep it moving, guys. Because whenever the video's not working, it kind of bums me out. Because you set it up and you want it to look fucking good. But the lighting's so absolutely fucked in the place right now I'm living. My brother, shout out my brother, he's the best ever. Did you hear that? There's a ghost. A ghost lives here. Super weird. Creaky floorboards and everything. Popeyes. That's the name, not how it smelled. What? Who cares, dude? Blair, did you fart on your podcast? No. Were you listening?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Now, as you were, please just be on your way. That's it. Whatever, dude. What am I going to call this podcast? Let's think of the name right now. Let's think of a name that has nothing to do with what I talked about. Ooh. Dude, I had an apple fritter today. Fuck, now if I call it apple fritter, I can't call it apple fritter for the title. But I'll still call it apple fritter. I'll call it, the title will be apple fritter. Apple fritz on the apps. Appy fritz. I bet that's annoying when I do it like that, when I just try and say the same word in multiple different ways. I heard a different guy do it on a podcast and it bugged the shit out of me, so now I'm kind of self-conscious. I think that maybe people might not like that. Oh, well. No, that worked. That checks out. Apple fritters for the win. Too many words. Donut holes for your donuts. Gotta get off the dough. I had an apple fritter today, and I heated it up, and it was not good. But I ate, you better believe I ate every bit of it. Like, I ate so much. You know when you eat a donut, and it's gone, and then you take your finger, and you grab the crumbs? It's like just frosting. You grab those, and you eat those too? Yeah, that's kind of fucking piece of shit I was today. Just a dirty, rotten pool boy. Pool boy, that works. All right, we got it. Bye-bye, babies.